My name is Tess Halpern, and I am 12 years old. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Three Friends, in which three middle school age girls are living at a boarding school called the Academy for Extremely Talented Children. Their names are Narnia, Kat or Catherine, and Isabel, and they each have unique talents. This story is set in November in Canada. "Come on, Isa," Kat hollered, already halfway down the hall, her red sneakers squeaking against the newly waxed floors. "See you at lunch, Narnia." Isabel didn't pause. She knew better than to keep Master Albrecht waiting. Master Albrecht, nicknamed Hot and Cold because of his apparent fatherly attitude and his rough style of teaching, was less than kind when the girls were late. She sprinted away after her friend, running in her comical way, almost as if her feet were hesitating as her body was barreling ahead. Narnia smiled after her two friends, then sighed, turned around, and walked resignedly in the other direction, faced with parkour alone. As she walked, she considered. A few months ago, she had been wandering the streets, not knowing where her next warm meal would be. At 5 years old, she had run away from the awful orphanage that took her in after her parents had disappeared. She had gotten a job at the circus as the flyer in the human pyramid and made friends with all of the circus performers. She left the circus at 12 to go into the world and see what it was like. It was not great. After 3 weeks of wandering, she came across the academy, where she applied, was tested for talent, and miraculously, was accepted. The first few weeks of school were hard for Narnia. She had come late enough in the year that all friendships had been strongly bonded, leaving no such room for her in a group of friends. But then she had found Isabel and Kat, who had accepted Narnia and had given her two unquestioningly loyal compatriots. "You're late." The harsh voice, like a rock scraping along pavement, woke her to the present with a start. Miss Candoth, like Master Albrecht, did not take kindly to her students being unpunctual, her word. Miss Candoth was a slight, muscular woman, usually pretty agreeable, although she was very strict while teaching. "Sorry, Narnia mumbled, then removed her shoes and padded into the classroom.
"Catherine! Isabel! Catherine! Isabel!"
A cry echoed along the halls of the inner west wing of the school. A damp, panting figure, clutching a stitch in her side, came into view.
"Catherine! Oh, Kat!"
Her last exclamation had been cut short by Kat's glare, her jaw clenched, growling, "Don't call me that." Kat hated being called by her full name by her classmates. Only teachers could call her Catherine.
Okay, sorry.
It was Stacy Carson, a socially clueless acquaintance with an aggravating habit for giving people the exact wrong nicknames. She explained that she had orders from the principal, or the Prin-Prin, that she should send them to his office. "Okay, Stacy, we'll go to him right now," said Kat with raised eyebrows. "Good," the aforesaid personage replied, and marched away, wearing an air of important pride that she had successfully carried out her orders. Kat and Isabel proceeded to stroll to the principal's office. They weren't nervous in the least, as the only thing harmful about the principal was the persistent smell of charcoal that insisted on lingering in his office.
"Well, that was weird,"
said Kat to Isabel and Narnia at long last, as they each sat cross-legged on their respective beds that night. Narnia, as she lived in a different bedroom, sat on Isabel's bed. After their encounter with the principal, Kat and Isabel had retrieved Narnia from her room, and now they all sat in Kat and Isabel's room, contemplating the mysterious visit to the principal's office that evening. "Maybe he will come back tomorrow and say it was all a joke," said Narnia, hopefully. "No, he seemed pretty serious," Isabel said. The trio thought in silence until it was time for Narnia to go to bed. As she lay in bed that night, after curfew, Narnia thought. She was thinking about the evening and Isabel and Kat, when she heard a slight thump come from the direction of her friend's room. "One of them must be awake," she thought. I'll go talk to them. Nonia's feet padded along the cold, hard floor as she silently made her way over to Isabel and Kat's room. She creaked open the door, wincing at the sound it made, and stepped into the room. The first thing Nonia noticed was a slight breeze blowing into the room from the open window.